Newmarket Ward 2 longtime mechanic Brian Andrews said his job has provided him experience tackling problems. The owner of Andrews Auto Repair said he has some ideas about how the town of Newmarket should run differently. I look at things, and you see something, and you see how you could make that better, he said. Basically, I'm a problem solver. Andrews has put forward his nomination for Ward 2 councillor, formally filing May 10. The first-time election candidate will be up against incumbent Victor Woodhouse, along with fellow challenger Hunter Murchison Doggart. I just find that we need better representation, visible representation, in Ward 2, Andrews said, adding he has personally felt his messages to the incumbent have been ignored. I've heard similar plights with other residents. No councillor should run unopposed. After working at his auto shop for 30 years, Andrews said he is on the downslide from that. With a lot of free time, he said he wanted something new to occupy himself. To start his campaign, that has meant plenty of door knocking. Ramping up for his first election has been a challenge, Andrews said. I'm a bit scattered, like a squirrel in traffic at this point, he said. I'm leaning hard on the people that are helping me. We're getting there. That includes longtime Ward 2 councillor Dave Kerwin, who served on the council since 1977 before a 2018 retirement, except for a three-year window. Kerwin is part of Andrews's campaign team and said he is fully backing the new candidate. He's knowledgeable about what's happening in the town of Newmarket and is interested in the political well-being and economic well-being of Newmarket, he said. We're going to give this our best shot. We're there to win. Development is one point of concern for Andrews, he said. With sewage capacity running out and the Upper York sewage solutions still stalled by the province, Andrews said there needs to be an adjustment. Although he said high-rises are needed to provide housing, he suggested infill development should halt. We need density, he said. But sprawling out and filling out infills. We have to grow as a town, but not right now until we have the infrastructure in place. Cart before the horse kind of thing. Councillors should also have more input into town budgets, Andrews said. He also suggested exploring power generation through the dam at Ferry Lake. Downtown pedestrianization, an idea the town has considered piloting, is also something Andrews backs. It would bring even more freedom, with events, he said. It would help the businesses down there. We're years behind other places. Andrews said he feels well connected to his community, and he is getting plenty of support. I have a huge friend base in this area, he said, adding that neighbors and customers are expressing willingness to help. It's been awesome. You couldn't ask for more. The first-time candidate likes his chances, he said. I'm just pounding on doors and letting people know that I'm available, he said. It's not what I want necessarily, it's what the people want. I'm a worker for them.